File 5 Constructions, Reconstructions and Representation of Economics Curriculum at School Stage. Curriculum in Economics and Overall Curriculum. Curriculum in Economics drives its objectives and contents from objectives of education. For realizing the objectives of education, curriculum is an important instrument. It includes a number of disciplines, subjects, learning experiences, methods of achieve the learning outcomes, and evaluation of the learning outcomes. There are some broad principles and consideration for the formulation of the curriculums. Economics, being a constitute of the curriculum, its curriculum is also guided by all these elements. Accordingly, the meaning, definitions, principles, and consideration in formulation of curriculum in economics follow the overall concern of curriculum. Meaning of curriculum. Curriculum is a tool in the hands of artist, like that teacher in his studios like school, to mould his materials to achieve ends or objectives. It is therefore very essential that the teacher must understand the objectives of curriculum, as without the adequate knowledge of the objectives, the teacher is likely to grope in dark. The tool, example, the curriculum is liable to be misused if its objectives are not fully comprehended. Like the axe, the tool of the carpenter, which can be used for beneficial as well as harmful purpose, the curriculum, example, the tools of teacher can be used as well misused. Curriculum and syllabus. Curriculum is the base on which the subjects, activities and experiences of the students are planned. It is more than the textbook, more than the subject matter or course of studies. It is the totality of all the learning to which students are exposed during their stay in the school, in the classroom, in the laboratory, in the library, and the playground. Syllabus is just a part of the curriculum. It is generally concerned with the subject matter of various subjects. It is divided term-wise, month-wise, or week-wise. It indicates the specific tasks pertaining to the contents of various subjects, the portion to be taught during a particular period, and the activities related to the subject matter. The most important point about the syllabus is that it must be finished within the time. Factor affecting curriculum. First, society. A. Social framework. B. Aim of the society. C. Objectives of society. Second, learner. First, nature of the learner. B, maturity level of the learner. C, needs of learner. Third, subject. A, contact areas. B, learning activities suitable for realization of objectives. Fourth, learning organism, organization. First, A, principles of teaching learning. B, activity based learning. Fifth, school. A, type of school. Second, facility available in school. Third, teacher competency. Important definitions of curriculum. The term curriculum is defined in many ways by educators. Some us the term is in very limited and specific context, while others attach very broad and general meanings. Some define it in descriptive term, what curriculum is the, and other is in prescribed terms. What curriculum ought to be? Again, curriculum is defined in terms of subjects, activities, and experiences. Following are some of the important definitions of curriculum. First, F. Bobbitt, B-O-B-B-I-T. In the curriculum, 1918, has observed that curriculum is that series of things which children and youth must do and experience by way to developing ability to do things well that make up the affair of adult life, and to be in all respect what adults should do. Second, Alberti A and Alberti E, 1959, define curriculum as a sum total of the student activities which the student sponsors for the purpose of achieving its objectives. Third, in the words of H. Robert Beck, B-E-C-K, and W. Walter Cook, curriculum is the sum of the educational experiences that children have in school. Fourth, a curriculum is a structured series of intended learning outcomes, Johnson, 1967. This definition emphasized that learning outcomes and not learning experiences constitute the curriculum. These outcomes are linked with objectives. Fifth, Blonde's Cyclopedia. Blonde's Encyclopedia, 1969, of education defines curriculum as all the experiences a pupil has under the guidance of the school. Six, a curriculum is an attempt to communicate the essential principles and feature of an educational concept in such a form that it is open to critical scrutiny and capable of effective translation into practice. Lawrence Stehoe, Stenhoue, 1975. This definition views curriculum as an attempt an activity aimed at communication. Seventh, a curriculum is the formulation and implementation of an educational proposal to be taught and learned within school or other institutions, and for which that institution accepts responsibilities at three levels: its relational, its actual implementation, and its effects. Jenkins and Shipman, 1975. 8. A curriculum is an organized set of formal educational and or teaching intentions. David Pratt, PRAWT, 1980. 9. Dirk Rowntree, DERECRONTREE, in a Dictionary of Education, 1981, defines curriculum in three words. Curriculum can refer to total structure of ideas and activities developed by an educational institution to meet the needs of students and to achieve desired educational aims. 10. R. Dole, in Curriculum Improvement, Decision Making, 1982, has stated, curriculum embodied all the experiences which are offered to learner under the auspices or direction of the school. 11. A curriculum is all of the experiences that individual learner have in a program of education whose purpose is to achieve broad goal and related specific objectives, which is planned in terms of framework of theory and research or past and present professional practice. Glenn Hoss, SAWS, 1987. The first definition gives importance to adult activities. The second definition lays emphasis on the word sponsors, and the third definition tends to give importance to spontaneous as well as sponsored. The fourth definition stresses the word structured series. The fifth lays stress on guidance in providing experiences. Definition 8, series number 9 and 11 and 9 seem to be quite comprehensive and are in conformity with the objectives of education. Principles are criteria for the selection of content. First, principle of self-sufficiency or all-round development. This is the foremost principle. After going through the course or content, the learner should develop self-reliance and self-confidence. Second, the conservative principles. It has been stated that nations lived in the present, on the past, and for the future. This means that the present, the past, and the future needs of community should be taken into consideration. The past is a great guide for the present, as it helps us to decide what has been useful to those who have gone before and what will be useful to those who are going through now. This principle will be of help only when we carefully select as to what things of the past are likely to help us in the present. All the things of past may not suit us. It is therefore essential that we should select only those subjects and activities which are required by the present generation. Third, the forward-looking principle. Children of today are the future citizens of tomorrow. Therefore, their education should be such as it enable them to be progressive-minded persons. Fourth, the creative principle. In the curriculum, that content should be included which enable the child to exercise his creative and constructive powers. The objective of education is to discover and develop his special interests, tastes, and aptitudes. Fifth, the activity principle. The content must ensure the activity of body and mind. It should be the center of the curriculum. All modern method of teaching, example, kindergarten, Montessori, project, basic, etc., are based on this principle of activity. Sixth, principle of preparation for life. We have to prepare the child in such a way as he capable of facing the various challenges of the complex problem of the future. 7. Child-centered content or interest-centered contents. It is true that the child is to be prepared for life, but this does not mean that his immediate interest should be sacrificed for the sake of the future, which is indefinite. As Raeburn puts, the best preparation for life that we can give a child is to help him to live fully and richly his life at that stage at which he is. 8. Principle of maturity. Content should be adapted to the age of the pupils and to their stage of mental physical development. 9. Principle of individual differences or principle of flexibility. Individuals differ in tastes, temperaments, skill, experience, aptitude, innate ability, and in sex. Therefore, the content should be adapted to individual differences. It should not be rigid. R-I-G-I-D. 10. Vertical and horizontal articulation. On the one hand, each year's course should be built on what has been done in previous year and at the same time should serve as basis of subsequent work. It is absolutely essential that the entire content should be coordinate. 11. Principle of linking with life are principle of utility. The community needs and characteristics should be kept in view while selecting the contents. 12. Principle of comprehensiveness and balance. The content should be selected in such a way as every aspect of life. Every aspect of life, like that economic relationship, social activities, occupations, and spiritual life, is given due emphasis. 13. Principle of loyalties. The content should be selected in such a manner that it teaches a true sense of loyalty to the family, the school, the community, the town, the province, the country, and the world at large. It should enable the child to understand that there is unity in diversity. 14. Principle of significance. Content should take into consideration the special needs and circumstances of the pupils and the community. Curriculum of the girls may not always be identically with that of boys. The special needs of both the sexes should be given their due consideration. In generally, the content of the village and the urban school will be same, but there might be variation coordinate to the specific needs of the locality. 15. Principle of corn are common subjects. There are certain broad areas of knowledge, skill, and appreciation with which all the children must be made conversant, and these should find a place in curriculum. This is more important at higher secondary stage, where there are diversified courses. These subjects are to be common to all groups. They are known as core subjects. Mother tongue or regional language, social studies, general course, general science including mathematics and one craft are expected to be the core subjects. 16. Principle of feasibility. FEASIBILITY. It should be possible to translate into action the content in the light of existing resources. 17. Principle of authenticity. The content should enable to implementers of curriculum to realize the objectives set. Importance of economics curriculum at the school present status. First, the Secondary Education Commission 1952-53, which went into all aspects of secondary education, made important observations on school curriculum also. Regarding curriculum at the secondary stage, 9th to 11, it suggests 7 groups of subjects like humanities, sciences, etc. Students could select three subjects from one of the seven groups. Groups 1, Humanities, among other subjects included element of economics and civics. In other words, economics was not treated as a separate subject. In Group 4, Commercial, it included commercial geography or element of economics and civics. Here, too, it did not recognize economics as a separate subject. Second, the Education Commission, 1964-66. Popularly known as the Kothari Commission, which considered all aspects of education at all stages of education, did not provide for the teaching of economics in class 9 to 10. Commission curriculum at this stage. At the higher secondary stage, classes 11 to 12, no grouping of subjects was done. Students could select three elective subjects out of a given list. Economics was given the status of the separate subject. Third, in the wake of the introduction of the 10 plus 2 pattern, the NCERT prepared a curriculum of the 10-year school, a framework in 1975. In this, economics did not find place in class 9th, 10th. Fourth, the Ishwarbhai Committee, 1977, accepted the claim of economics as a separate subject at the high school stage. Fifth, the NCERT, in its publication, National Curriculum for Elementary and Secondary Education, 1988, did not accept economics as a separate discipline at the secondary stage, 9th and 10th, and included it as one of the constituent of social sciences. It was not assigned the same position regarding weightage to marks as given to history and geography. At the senior secondary stage, 11, 12, it was treated as an elective subject. 6. The CBSE also assigned the same position to economics. 7. NCERT, in this curriculum framed in 2001, included economics as one of the part of the social studies in class 10th. At the higher secondary stage, economics is a elective subject. Introduction of economics curriculum at the secondary higher stage, class 9 and 10. Purpose, functions, and importance of economic curriculum. The NCERT, in its publication entitled Guidelines and Syllabus for Secondary Stage 2001, has envisaged ENVISAGED that the purpose curriculum in economics will enable the students, first, to discuss different type of economies, second, to explain the main feature of Indian economy, third, to understand the relationship between allocation of resources and decision making. Fourth, to identify the factor influencing shifts in the role of the state. Fifth, to understand sectoral change in economy due to globalization. To understand the impact of the price rise on different sections of society. 7. To identify antisocial practices leading to price rise. 7. 8. To appraise the rights and responsibilities of the consumers. 9. To appreciate efforts of consumer organizations and the state of protect consumers against exploitations. 10. To realize the interrelationship among population, poverty and unemployment. 11. To understand the magnitude of problems of poverty. 12. To appreciate government effort to reduce poverty. 13. To understand the gravity of the problem of unemployment. CBSE curriculum in economics class 11 and 12, valid up to 2001-2002. Introduction. The restructuring of the subject in economics for the senior school has been done with the subject of providing the students with an overview of the changing profile of the Indian economy since the British period and the introduce them to economic theory and statistical techniques to enable them to comprehend and analysis the basic economic phenomena. Specific objectives. The following are the specific objectives of teaching economics. First, to help the student understand the existing economic institutions in India in their historical perspective. Second, to help the students understand the structure of our economy and the changes it is undergoing. Third, to help the students acquaint with principles, laws, and concepts of economics. Fourth, to help the students understand the concept of national income and methods used to calculating national income. Fifth, to help the students appreciate effort for economic reconstruction. Class 11. One paper, unit wise weightage, mark 100, unit marks. Evaluation of the Indian economy. First, Indian economy at the time of independence, marks 5. Second, economic development since independence, marks 13. 3. Industrial policy and balance of payments, marks 10. 4. New economic policy, marks 5. Elementary statistics. 5. Statistics in economic analysis, marks 5. 2. 6. Collection and organization of data, marks 8. 7. Presentation of data, marks 12. 8. condensation of data, marks 29, index numbers, marks 5, evaluation of Indian economy, unit 1, Indian economy at the time of independence, unit 2, economic development since independence, first development plan, plans, objectives and strategy of development, second economic growth and structural changes, third growth of investment and saving, fourth price rise, causes, consequences and remedies, fifth pollution growth, population growth and human resource development, sixth unemployment, poverty and inequality, seven achievements and shortcomings. Unit 3, industrial policy and balance of payments. First, industrial policy resolution of 1956, rule of public sector licensing policy. Second, balance of trade, meaning of balance of payments, problem of defect in Indian balance of payments, measures to correct the defect, important substitution and important promotion. Unit 4, new economic policy, first need, second broad features. Elementary statistics. Unit 5, statistics in economic analysis. First, need for empirical and quantitative analysis. Unit 6, collection and organization of data. First, statistical data, primary and secondary data. Second, methods of collecting data, census and sample methods. Unit 7, presentation of data. First, tables. Second, diagrams, bar diagram, pie diagrams, frequency curves and graphs. Unit 8, condensation of data. First, measures of central tendency, mean, mode and median. Second, partition values, quartiles. Third, measures of variability, range, mean deviation, standard deviation and coefficient of variation, measures of correlation are two variables and ungrouped only. Unit 9, index numbers, meaning and significance of wholesale price index, consumer price index and index of industrial production. Class 12, 1 paper, unit wise weightage, marks 100, first. National income accounting. First, production process, mark 4. Second, goods and services produced and value added, mark 8. Third, generation of income, marks 8. Fourth, measurement of national income, marks 15. Fifth, estimation of national income and related aggregates in India, marks 10. 6. National income and welfare, marks 5. Introductory economy theory. 7. Introduction, marks 5. 8. Demand, supply and price, marks 25. 9th, distribution, mark 5. 10. Microeconomic theory, marks 10. 11. Budget and economy, marks 5. National income accounting, unit 1. Production process. First, basic concepts. Second, production, expenditure, and income flows. Third, production of goods and services for self consumption and for exchange. Fourth, categorize of producer, government, corporate, and household enterprises. Unit 2, goods and services produced and value added. Categorize of goods and services produced. Economic and non-economic goods and services. Second, consumer and producer goods and services. Third, intermediate and final goods and services. Value of output and value added. Unit 3, generation of income. Domestic factor incomes. A. Compensation of employees. B. Operating surplus. C. Mixed income. Unit 4, measurement of national income. Methods of measuring national income. A. Value added method. B. Income method. C. Expenditure method. Estimation of final expenditure in India. A. Final consumption expenditure. General government and private. B. Gross capital formation. C. Net exports of goods and services. Unit 5, estimation of national income and related aggregates in India. First, industrial classification, methodology of national income originating in selected sectors. Second, agriculture, unregistered manufacturing and construction sectors. Third, national disposable income, private income, and personal disposable income. Note, the students may be familiarized with the national accounts statistics published by the CSO. However, no question will be set on this. Unit 6, national income and welfare. Adequacy of national income as index of welfare, quality of life index, and human development index. Introductory economic theory. Unit 7, introduction. The economic problem, meaning central problems of an economy. Unit 8, demand, supply and price. Law of demand, shift in demand, price elasticity of demand. Second, revenue, total, average and marginal. Third, production, total, average and marginal production returns to a factor and returns to scale. Fourth, cost, total, average and marginal. Fifth, law of supply, shifts in supply, price elasticity of supply. Sixth, perfect competition, features, market equilibrium of industry. Effects of shift in demand and supply. Other markets forms, concepts and feature of monopoly and monopolistic competition. Unit 9, distribution, determination of price of a factor of production with specific reference to wages and rent under competitive conditions. Unit 10, microeconomic theory. First, aggregate demand and aggregate supply and their components. Second, propensity to consume and propensity to save. Marginal efficiency of investment. Third, concept of multiplier, involuntary employment, unemployment and full employment. Fourth, problem of excess and deficient demand. Fifth, measures of correct excess demand. A, reduced budget defect. B, restricted availability of credit. 6, measures to correct defect demand. A, step up investment. B, increased availability of credit. Unit 11, government budget and the economy. Component of government revenue and expenditure, meaning and implication of budgetary defect, revenue defect and fiscal defect, FISCAL defect.